Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Chulin, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Kasha Bapara, Pasal Biegla. Kasha Biegla, Pasal Bapara. Para refers to the mitzvah of Para Aduma. We need a cow that's completely red, that never did any work. It's shechted the way you would shecht any animal. It's burnt, it's mixed with spring water. And the ash is mixed with the spring water. That's Matayah, a person who's tamei mes, or kelim, and so on. Egla Rufa. This is where somebody was found, a mace was found between two towns. We don't know who killed him. The Sanhedrin has to come down. They have to measure to see which town is nearest. And there's a kanim of the nearest town. They have to bring a calf that has not done any work. So in that way, it's similar to the Paraduma. They have to bring it to a hard, rocky valley. And the Torah says, Arufa. That means they have to chop off the neck from the back. Then they wash their hands and declare that Yudenu l'shavchu sadamazah. So Kasha Bapara, which is Shechita, regular Shechita, would be Pasul Biegla. If they did Shechita on the Egla Rufa, they're not yet a V'chiyav of Egla Rufa. Kasha Biegla, which is chopping from the back, would be Pasul Bapara. Vaitra says the Mishnah, Kasha Bakayhanim Pasul Balavim, and Kasha Balavim is Pasul Bakayhanim. If a Kayan has a mum, he's Pasul to do the Avaida. He can eat Hegdish, but he's Pasul to do the Avaida. There's never a case, however, where a Kayan ages out. We don't say, ah, oh, you're too old, you can't do the Avaida. And a Chanamni, it does say that his body shakes already when he's standing, but that's a physical thing. If the Kayan is 119 years old and he's not shaking, he does the Avaida. Levim, on the other hand, don't become Pasul if they have a mum. But there is a kind of mandatory retirement age. The Torah says, Mi ben chamishim shana yoshev mitzvahu avayda. Now that was in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, they had to schlep. When they took apart the Mishkan, rebuilt it. After 50, they have no kayach. In Mishkan Shila, that stayed in one place, and for sure in the Beis HaMikdash, they never had to schlep things. So then the Batanur explains, the Levim didn't age out. What would happen, however, is if they lost their beautiful voice, then they can no longer serve as a Levi who sings by certain karbanis. But there's no such a thing by a Kayan. A Kayan can be very hoarse. He still does the Avaida. So really, whether it's in the Midbar, whether it's in Shiloh, whether it's in the Beis HaMikdash, what's kosher b'kayhanim, which is age, or after the Mishkan, Kayal, even if the Kayan is hoarse, doesn't make a difference, that would be pasul by Levim. But what's kosher by Levim, which is a mum, is pasul by kayhanim. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Tar B'Kli Cheres, Tami B'Chala Kelim. Tar B'Chala Kelim is Tami B'Kli Cheres. All right, let's explain. If I have an earthenware keli, and something Tami touches the outside of the keli, the inside does not become Tami. Let's say I have something Tami, and I tie it to a little string, a rubber band, and I suspend it into the ear space of the keli. But it's not touching any of the walls. It does become Tami. By a Kli Cheres, it's the Toich, the inside, that is the area of Tum. Like the Pasuk says, Asher yipol mehem el toichai. The outside is Tahar. But the other Kalim is just the opposite. You suspend something on the inside without it touching the walls, it doesn't become Tummy. And on the other hand, if something Tummy touches the back of the Kali, the outside, the wall of the Kali, it does become Tummy. So therefore, Zakta Mishnah, Tar bikli cheres, what's Tar in the case of an earthenware Kali, like if it's touched on the outside, would be Tummy b'chala Kalim. Something tummy touches the outside of another keli, it does become tummy. Tahar b'chala kelim, which is if you suspend something into the ear space of a kli cheres, an earthenware keli, even without the actual tumma touching the walls, just by being in the airspace, which would be tar by all kelim, would be tummy b'kli cheres by an earthenware keli. You have to understand, we'll soon see this svara to distinguish between wooden kelim and metal kelim. The chashivas of a kli cheres is the fact that it holds something. No one is proud of an earthenware keli. It's just that I need a place to put my safety pins in, so it's there. So the keli is the teich, the airspace inside. The Katzke Rebbe explains it that way. In any event, let's see weiter. Tahar b'kli eitz. What is tohar with wooden kelim? Tameh, the klimatris, would be tameh in the case of metal kelim. And conversely, the other way around, tohar beklimatris is tameh bekliyetz. What's tohar in the case of metal kelim is tameh in the case of wooden kelim. Okay, rule number one. A wooden keli is not going to become tameh unless it can hold things. A cup, a saucer, a shisel, even a spoon. A metal keli can become tameh even if it's flat, like a knife. On the other hand, what is the din with a golem? A golem? Yeah, but we're not talking about a golem of a person. We're talking about the golem of a keli. There's golmei clay eitz and golmei clay matras. Just like a golem means an unfinished person, like the morale's golem. It couldn't talk. The term golem, when it comes to kelim, is also used in this way. It's not quite finished yet. So let's say I have a wooden keli, golmei clay eitz. I can already put things inside, but there's still more work I want to do with it. So true, a wooden keli is much more chashivas than kli cheres does. But still, you're not mamish proud of a wooden keli. No one says, oh, you want to see my wooden spoon? Psh, I'm putting it in my brake front. And people don't do that. So again, it's to serve a purpose to put things inside. Once I can put things inside, even though I still plan on working on this, maybe adding some decorations to it, painting it, smoothing it out, adding a handle, but it's reached its full chashivas to a certain extent. Enough to say that it's already makabel tumah. Yes, unlike a kli cheres, it would become tummy even if it's touched from the outside. It's not just the airspace. It has some chashivas, but it's not a covet. I'm not proud of it. On the other hand, a metal keli is, yeah, a nice-looking metal keli people do put into their brake front. So therefore, a metal keli that isn't finished yet, even though it can still hold things, does not become tummy. Once the purpose of the metal keli is style, show my guests, so until it's finished, we say it's like worthless. Even though you can put things inside. So again, tar bekliyetz, what's tar in the case of a kliyetz, meaning to say it was just plain flat like a knife, would be tameh bekli matris. Pshute klei matris does become tameh. On the other hand, tar bekli matris, which would be a half-finished keli, half-finished metal keli, that's tar because it's not a keli yet. It's nishtahinish the hair, so to speak. I still have to put the finishing touches on it. If somebody in your family is going to say, you want to see a nice keli? I would say, no, it's not ready yet. But that would be tameh bekliyetz, a half-finished wooden keli. As long as you can put things inside, yeah, sure, use it, put things inside. And finally, one more contrast in our Mishnah. Hachayiv b'shkedim hamarim, where you would have a chiyuv of trumas and maestris in the case of amins that are bitter, marim is bitter, like marar, would be patr b'mesukim. It would be patr in the case of sweet amins, we'll soon explain. Masuk means sweet. Yiratzen sheyiperesecha mesukim. Your perish should be sweet. Or yehei shana taiva mesuka, should be a sweet year. So where the bitter shkeidim are chayiv in trumasi maestris, the sweet ones are not. And sometimes hachayiv b'mesukim, it can be just the opposite. The sweet amins are chayiv, but pater b'marim, the bitter ones, are pater. So I'm sure you know by now that when something grows in Eretz Yisrael, you have to separate a portion called truma and give it to the kohen. Then you give Maaser Rishon, 1/10 to the Levi. The Levi has to take off 1/10 of his Maaser, that's called Trumas Maaser, and give it to the kohen. And then, like we have discussed, there's also Maaser Sheni during some years. In the first and second year, there's Maaser Sheni. Third year, it's Maaser Ani. Fourth and fifth year of a Shemitah cycle, there's Maaser Sheni. Sixth year, Maaser Ani. The seventh year, Shemitah. Every seven Shemitahs is Yovel. Maaser Sheni, you bring to Yerushalayim. Maaser Ani, you give to a poor person. So whatever the chiyuv of Trumasi Maestris is, you don't have to be mafresh Trumasi Maestris unless you can eat the food. So now, can you eat bitter almonds? You can. And Mimele, it's Mechuyiv and Trumasi Maestris. But bitter almonds are edible only when they're small. Sweet almonds are edible. You can eat them only when they're large. See, bitter almonds, when they're small, they're not so ripe yet, so it's not so bitter. And sweet almonds, the Batnur explains, is just the opposite. You eat them only after they're ripe. The sweeter it is. So if I have bitter almonds that didn't become ripe yet, or sweet almonds that were taken off too early, I'm not mafresh trumas yimaisus from it. Memela. Chayiv b'shkedem hamorim. When bitter almonds are chayiv and trumas yimaisus, and that's when they're little. Pater b'mesukim. The sweet ones are pater. Hachayiv b'mesukim. When the sweet almonds are chayiv, that's after they're fully ripe, pater b'marim. That would be pater by the bitter ones. Because when the bitter ones become ripe, the bitterness becomes ripe, and you can't eat it. Okay, so the pendulum in this Mishnah swings very wide. You know, it reminds us of Masechtas Idyas. Remember how we would go from one sugya to the next? That over there was to show what was learned on that day in the Beis Medrash, to show us the different Kulei Beshame, Chumri Beisil. Here we're pointing out contrasts. For example, chazring over our Mishnah, Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav, Shchita, which is kosher by Paraduma, would be puzzled by the Egla Rufa, and chopping off from the back of its neck, which would be puzzled by the Paraduma, is kosher by the Egla Rufa. What's kosher by Kaihanim, and that means even if they're old, can be puzzled by Leviyim. The times of the Mishkan and the Midbar, once they turn 50, they can no longer do the Avaida. Furthermore, even in Mishkan Shilian and the Beis Hamikdash, where they didn't age out, so to speak, at 50, but once their koil wasn't good anymore, they can no longer do the Avaida. Doesn't mean we don't like them. They sit down in the Beis Hamikdash and they start learning, but they can't do the Avaida in the Beis Hamikdash. The Avaida that Leviim normally do. By Kehanim, there's no such psul, not in years and not in koil. But on the other side of the coin, conversely, kasha by Leviim, what's kasha by Leviim, which is a mum, is pasul by Kehanim. Then we learned what's tar by a earthenware keli, in other words, where it's not makabel toma, and that's if something touches the outside of the keli, would be tummy by all other keli. And what's tar by other keli, and that's if something tummy would be suspended into its airspace without touching the walls, would be tummy by a kli cheres. Then we learned what's tar by a kli eitz, which would be a keli that has no receptacle, you can't put anything in it, would be tummy by a kli matches, that's finished, for example, a knife. On the other hand, a half-finished keli that does have already a capacity to put things inside would be tar if it's metal, because we're waiting for it to be finished so he can be proud of it, show it off, it has its elegance, its niceness. That would be tummy by a kli eitz. By a kli eitz, we don't say, well, we're waiting for it to be finished. Once you can put something in, for all practical purposes, it's finished enough to be able to become tummy. And finally, we learned in our Mishnah, the bitter almonds that are mechuyev and maisus when they're little, because that's when they're edible, would be potter by the sweet ones, because when they're little, we don't eat it yet. And the same is true the other way around. When the sweet ones are chayev and maisus, that's after they ripen, the bitter ones are potter, because you can't eat the bitter ones after they get ripe.